Sitting in between the four other commissioners at the witness table, Yatsko leaned forward and bit his lips. He looked uncomfortable, but he spoke calmly.
I have no plans to resign because I continue to believe that under my leadership, the agency has performed very well. We have committed ourselves to safety, and I believe my record shows that.
The other commissioners did not question Yatsko's commitment to nuclear safety, but they raised doubts about his calm demeanor. Commissioner William Magwood said he spoke to three female staff members who accused Yatsko of bullying.
A common reflection they all shared with me was, I didn't deserve this. One woman said she felt the chairman was actually irritated with someone else, but took it out on her. Another told me she was angry at herself for being brought to tears in front of male colleagues. A third described how she couldn't stop shaking after her experience. She sat talking through what had happened to her with her supervisor until she could calm down enough to drive home.
Magwood and the three other commissioners raised their concern in a letter to the White House in October. The Oversight Committee made it public along with its own 61-page report into Yatsko's treatment of staff and commissioners. Congressman Jason Chaffetz of Utah asked Yatsko to answer the allegations.
Number one, intimidating and bullied senior career staff. True or false?
I have not bullied and intimidated career staff.
True or false, ordered staff to withhold or modify policy information and recommendations intended to for transmission to the commission?
There is one occasion in which I discussed with a very senior manager a recommendation that he wanted to make on an issue. And
so only one time in the history of your time there?
Correct, and I have
True or false, attempted to intimidate the advisory committee on reactor safeguards, the legislative, anyway, it goes on. True or false?
False.
True or false, ignored the will of the majority of the commission, contrary to the statutory functions of the commission?
I have never ignored the will of the majority in an area that is a commission
I'll
policy.
Take that as a false. True or false, interacted with us, his fellow commissioners, with such intemperance and disrespect that the commission no longer functions as effectively as it should?
Well, I'm a very passionate person about safety, and I often engage my colleagues in discussions and about safety, and that's been my style and my practice.
So in other words, they're all wrong, and you're exactly right.
Those answers didn't satisfy him.
That, to me, is a lack of leadership, and I hope that there's some sort of change. And if you're going to do the right thing for your country and for this commission, you should step down.
Other Republicans also have called for Yatsko, a Democrat, to resign. The House committee report accuses him of taking a document on the U.S. response to the Fukushima disaster in Japan public when fellow commissioners failed to support it. It also says Yatsko pressured staff to support his policy agenda to the point where they could not speak frankly to other commissioners. But the commissioners themselves, two Democrats, two Republicans, doubted Yatsko had political motives. Democratic Commissioner George Apostolakis.
I think it's more his interpretation of his role as a chairman that is driving his actions.
The commissioners refused to join the call for Yatsko's ouster. Instead, GOP Commissioner Christine Smenicki said they may be able to work through their differences.
If the conduct were to be completely changed, there is always the potential to rehabilitate relationships.
NRC was once the best agency to work for, according to federal employee surveys. The satisfaction level had dropped noticeably over the past year, but Commissioner Magwood said the leadership problems have not affected the agency's work.
I think that we've been able to continue the people's business very well under the circumstances. I think the senior staff has managed to keep the agency focused during whatever conflicts have been occurring. The staff, the NRC, has been focused on their mission of safety. I believe that the agency is functioning at the bottom line, protecting health and safety as well as it ever has. That doesn't mean it's been easy.
The commissioners reassured lawmakers that the nation's nuclear facilities were safe. In a year that saw the Japanese nuclear emergency and other concerns at home resulting from earthquakes and natural disasters, committee Democrats suggested their GOP counterparts had exaggerated the impact the leadership problems were having. Elijah Cummings of Maryland has two daughters. He sounded like a dad when he addressed the commissioners.
When all of this is over, you got to go back. The president's not going to get rid of you. You're doing a great job. May not the attitude, I think you need to change some of these attitudinal things that you're dealing with, but you got to do that. And so I beg you, for the sake of the American people, to please sit down, work this thing out.
Cummings noted the irony in a congressperson telling others how to do that. NRC Chairman Yatsko has indicated he'd be willing to sit with his colleagues and a third party to improve communication. In Washington, Emily Kopp, Federal News Radio, 1500 AM.